Welcome to the Fear and Doubt Detox Audio Summit. I'm Simona McNeil, a freedom from fear and visibility coach who helps women outsmart fear, doubt, and shame so they can go from dreamer to doer, one small action at a time. I'll be your host over the next 4 days, and I'm so excited to share these 20 plus interviews with you. Throughout these interviews, you'll be introduced to some amazing women of God. These are real women sharing their very real stories and experiences with fear, doubt, and shame, and how they overcame them. Together, we want to help you detox your thoughts, debunk the lies, and transform your life. Freedom is yours for the taking. While this event was created by Christian women for Christian women, this is a judgment-free zone where everyone is welcome. Think of these sessions as less of a finger-wagging soliloquy and more of a conversation between friends that we're inviting you to join in on. I'm so excited to hear about the growth, ahas, and transformation that come from this week's summit. Listen in. Welcome back to the Fear and Doubt Detox Audio Summit. I'm your host, Simona McNeil, and today I am joined by my amazing sister in Christ, Dana. Now, Dana is an amazing, multi-passionate entrepreneur, and so I'm going to let you learn a little bit more about her in just a moment, but I know about Dana because her hair products are bomb. I know Dana as the co-founder of Derma Dana. You can find her online. And I'll turn it over to you, Dana, so you can tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yes, thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. Yes, I am co-founder of Derma Dana, and that is my natural hair care brand. I help women, specifically Black women, reach your dream lengths with our signature product, which is my bioactive scalp serum. Really, I aim to be an educational and nurturing voice for women that maybe missed a natural hair care movement that happened 10, 15 years ago, or maybe you're just looking to achieve a certain length, or maybe you're looking to refocus on your self-care from hair to toe. So that's my beauty brand. And then I also have a private tutoring business. I have a soft spot for students that need to reclaim their academic confidence. There's so much that we'll discuss today as part of my academic journey, but right now we are working on launching our 5-day challenge, and that will come with an ebook. Stay tuned for details on that. But yeah, that's me. Those are my two businesses. I work full time. I work in tech sales. So by the grace of God, I will be transitioning over to full time entrepreneurship this year in the name of Jesus.
Hey, sis, we're going to touch and agree on that. Amen. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for sharing your bio with the listeners. Your topic for today is Become the Queen of Pivot with Jesus at the Wheel. When I read that title, I wanted to shout. I was like, ooh, I want to learn. What is she sharing? So catch us up, take us back, and tell us how you came up with that title.
That was so Holy Spirit led. There's just been a lot of healing when it comes to my journey to this point. As I mentioned, I work full time in tech sales, which has nothing to do with what I have my college degree in. So when I went to college, I wanted to become a doctor. So it would make sense that I would major in a science. So I actually became a chemist, which is a whole testimony in itself. So I became a chemist. I graduated. And then I was so overwhelmed at the time that I didn't have time to study for the MCAT while I was in school. I was also working while I was in college. So there's that. But when I got into medical school, I still had every intention of becoming a dermatologist. So you're probably thinking, no, Derma Dana. Yeah, I definitely, I plan on becoming a dermatologist. And so I just went through a lot of changes during that time in my life. Slowly but surely, I had a change of heart. And it just so happened that I had been tutoring off and on since high school, really. And so it was just something that came naturally to me. So in medical school, I was doing really well in anatomy, and my classmates were asking me, hey, can you help me with this? One of the things that you learn as a medical student is you really learn something by teaching it. And so that's actually something that I started doing. I started tutoring again, which I had done off and on since high school. Just something clicked in me at that time. And I ended up turning that into my tutoring business. At the same time, like I was saying, I was experiencing a change of heart, and the culture of medical training is very toxic. And so I was just mental health-wise not doing well. And I ended up having to take a break from school, which comes with a lot of shame and guilt, just because the culture of medicine, you are surrounded by people who are very much type A, or very much, I'm perfect, or at least I'm pretending to be perfect. I never struggle. I never fail a quiz. You know what I mean? So I'm surrounded by people that are giving me the side eye, being that I had to take a break from school. And this is just not something that people just talk about. So I'm taking a break from school. And because I'm not in school, I'm not receiving financial aid. And so how am I going to fund my life? I don't want to go get a full-time job and then have to not be forthcoming with the fact that I actually plan on going back to medical school. So nobody wants to hire you for you to stay on for a year. Like I said, something clicked in me. And that's when I really went full force with running my tutoring business. At the time, I was still tutoring some medical students. And I stayed in the city where I was. I was in DC at the time. And then I started finding clients, and then clients that I had loved me so much that they were referring me to their friends. God was really blessing me and showing me what was possible for me. And I'm saying that now in hindsight, because I didn't see it that way. I was just like, at the time I was really treating it as if it was a side hustle, although it was like my main source of income. So fast forward a few years, and I had gone back to medical school, but then took another break. And long story short, I started coming to the realization, I started to really entertain the idea of just not going back, which is very scary, because for the majority of my life, I thought I was going to become a doctor. It was very just emotionally tumultuous. And I was very much also just trying to figure it out on my own. And at the same time, all this is happening. There's so many things that are like happening concurrently, and that's just life. And so that's what I'm hoping that my story will bless someone today. But at the same time, I'm at my lowest point. I'm turning to God, and I'm getting to know Him in a way that I never had before. I got baptized, and I joined a church where I really learned how to make a daily habit of getting in communion with God just by reading His word. Yeah, so that was like what was happening at that time. So then I was doing well with tutoring. Now I haven't given like a timeline, but what I will say is around 2019 was when I officially was just not going back to medical school. I still hadn't come to terms with that. I was still in my mind thinking like, if I were to go back, I would have had to start over, if that makes sense. So although I had already completed 2 years of medical school, there's this rule where whenever you start, you have a time limit. There's a certain amount of time you have to finish your degree. So 2019, I knew, okay, if I'm going back, I would have to start all the way from scratch at a whole different school. So that was like, that right there was just like devastating in itself. And then although I'm coming to Christ, I'm baptized, all the things, my tutoring business is flourishing. Now, although I was treating it as a side hustle, I did really well in 2020. And looking back, God had his hand on my life, because that was the first time like I made like 70,000. Now, I was tutoring, but I was also teaching for Princeton Review. I was teaching MCAT. If you don't know what that is, that's a medical college admission test. So teaching pre-meds biology through Princeton Review. So through tutoring and through teaching, I had made $70,000. Now, I feel like for me, I had never made that much money on my own. I know. And that was like also the first year that I was able to save like $10,000. I had never seen that much money in my account that I had saved like on my own. There had been money coming in, like when I was in medical school, that would come through as a refund check, but I had never put this money to the side and saved $10,000. Yeah. Like I said, God's hand was on my life, because 2021 was a totally different story. So obviously we all know what happened in 2020. And so as a result, a lot of businesses were shifting as far as students going to school. There were people, we were in lockdown. And also even after lockdown ended, students didn't really need tutors as much. My students didn't need me as much, just because they were hybrid or they were going to school online, and we were not prepared for that. And so they weren't getting as much homework. And so less homework, less help that you need from a tutor. And then as far as for teaching for Princeton Review, I was on the team that was going to institutions and I was teaching in person. So because of shutdown, because of lockdown, that wasn't happening anymore. And so I had to join the online team. So the online team grew exponentially in terms of people, but the demand wasn't there for everyone to get the same amount of work they were getting before. So long story short, that $10,000 that I saved in 2020 went to zero really quick, because I didn't have as much money coming in. So throughout that time period, I still in the back of my mind knew that I wanted to do my beauty brand. I just didn't see like how I was gonna do that with nothing coming in. So as of right now, So that was 2021 and I was heavy in my wilderness season. So still dealing with depression, still dealing with the fact that I was not going back to medical school anytime soon. And now like financially I'm struggling. And so by the grace of God, I was able to get a grant to help me just pay my rent for a few months. But fast forward to the next year, I was still struggling. And so I had to leave where I was, come back, go back to my hometown of Philadelphia. I had moved 3 times in 2022. And so again, all of this is all happening while I'm really coming to Christ and like starting to understand that my job my tutoring business, beauty, none of those things are what are going to sustain me. That's God's job. God, right? And so I'm coming to the realization like that was like the biggest kind of epiphany. And it took me years to get to that point, because it sounds cute. I trust God, but when you say that, he's going to test you. But as I was moving back to Philadelphia, I had to get a job. And so right before I left, I had finished a tech sales fellowship, which was like a boot camp. And I actually got 2 job offers, which for me, that was a big deal, just because I had never been part of corporate. I've never applied to a corporate job. I've never had a big girl job, if you want to put it like that. I'd never had a salaried job. And throughout that time, I was really just praying to God for him to just guide me to the right company, because company culture was important to me. I had already viewed it as if, oh my gosh, it's bad enough that I have to actually work for someone else after working for myself for all these years. And so I knew that I wanted to be in a company where I didn't have to deal with just a lot of the things that Black women deal with in corporate culture. I'll just put it that way. But Now, looking back, I know God handpicked this company for me. I work in edutech, basically. Yeah, so everything has just been so, like, divinely orchestrated. And so that's where I am now. As of now, I really can say that I trust God more than ever. Just this year, he has moved me halfway across the country to my promised land, and I've officially exited my wilderness season. But yeah, here I am. I'm back to building both of my businesses. I'm still doing tutoring. I've just relaunched my beauty brand at the end of last year, and I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. Hopefully all of that made sense, but
yeah, I thank you so much for sharing your testimony. That's what all of that was. That was your testimony, and someone needed to hear that. I know you might feel like, oh my goodness, Simona asked me one question and then I just started telling her everything. I tend to have that effect on people, first of all. And secondly, I want you to know that nothing's wasted. Like, as you were talking, so much was coming up for me, and as far as like questions and how we can help the listeners. But two things stood out to me. As you spoke, I could see his passion to provide for you as his daughter. I could see his passion to provide for all of us. So thank you for sharing that testimony. I could also see like God's faithfulness. Like you just said, there were times where you had questions. I can imagine you thinking, okay, the math's not mathy. It doesn't look like what I want it to look like. But yet you knew you had to go through this in order to build your faith and your trust in him, and you trusted him to do it. So thank you for taking us through that journey, because that's what so many of us go through, right? I could share a very similar testimony where, for me, I thought I was delusional, Dana. I thought I knew him. Like, I really did. And I thought I was a good person. I thought, I'm checking off all these boxes. I go to church. I tithe, I give to the poor. Like, I thought I knew him, but it was not until 2.5 years ago where I lost my job in tech sales. I was fired and realized that I had placed my identity in a career. That's what I thought my worth was attached to. And because I didn't have that career, I thought I shouldn't be here anymore. Mm-hmm. So I just thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. A few things that I want to circle back to that you spoke about. The first being, you mentioned that even when he was strategically like giving you the idea for the tutoring business and even bringing you clients, you mentioned you still wanted to go back to medical school. Like that was something you were actively desiring. Can you talk the listeners through that a little bit? What that grieving process looks like, and how you came to the point where you were like, okay, he's already doing it. He's already doing it. I'm just going to surrender and enjoy the pivot. Can you talk us through that?
Yeah, this is all so still. I feel like I have just completed. I can't say I completed the grieving process, but I will say I've made it through the most difficult part probably earlier this year. One of the things you just mentioned was like, your identity was tied to your career. And that is very much your typical medical student aspiring doctor. And I had, just to give you some context, like when I was being like, my grandfather used to babysit me when my mom would work. My mom and my dad were both at work, and he would just always say, you're going to become a doctor. You're going to become a doctor. So that's how long it had been, like, since like early childhood that had been instilled in me. And I don't want to make it seem like, you know, my family like was forcing me to do this. That's not what it was. Like, I definitely grew up like wanting to become a doctor. But it had been like decades of me like tunnel vision focused on this one goal. And it's funny because when I started medical school, I do think I mentioned that I was toggling between pediatrics and dermatology, but was ever struggling in school or anything like that. I had an end goal of creating my own hair care products and beauty line and skincare products, and all these things. And Holy Spirit, help me. I'm trying to make it make sense. But It's crazy how God showed me, like, you're doing all this education to create a line. You don't need that. You don't need any of that. You don't need an MD behind to validate you, to make your opinion hold more weight. All you need is me. And I came to that realization probably last year, and I was just like, oh, not me. Taking the long route. You could probably say this is a long route too, but not me, like, doing all these unnecessary things to get letters behind my name just to be an entrepreneur when I don't need to do any of that. There are people that have beauty brands that have nursing background. There are people that have beauty brands that have started by making products in their kitchen, like me. That helped me. That revelation helped me along the way. But I'm trying to think. So going through the grieving process, it was definitely a lot of ups and downs. But I really had to rely on God and really rely on what He says about me. Who am I to God? I am His daughter. I am part of a royal priesthood. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So what that means to me is I still have value. My value is not tied to my degrees. My value is tied to just the simple fact that I am His daughter. I am His child. None of these things matter, that I've made mistakes, that I haven't finished medical school, that I'm starting to come into these realizations later in life. Then I'm not in my 20s, I'll put it that way. And so really understanding that my value is not tied to any of the external things, that is probably the biggest thing that helped me along the grieving process. And then also just coming to those realizations, wait a minute, I've been tutoring since I was in high school. And I was treating it as if it was just something that I did for money on the side and not something that I'm anointed for. Wow. And it was just, again, as an entrepreneur, just as a Christian entrepreneur, it's so important to pay attention to the things that you do that come naturally to you, because that's probably tied to your anointing. So that was huge for me. Huge.
I felt that, sis.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine. I believe that was huge for some other people too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. And it's like when you're going through it, it's so hard. But like when you, even if you are, if you're staying in communion with God, but also just in community with other women who are seeking God, they can speak life into you and help you like realize certain things about yourself. And even in this conversation, what I'm hoping that the listeners hear is that, oh, wait a minute, this is like divinely orchestrated. Yeah, I messed up, but none of this is a surprise to God. He's never going to be caught off guard. He's never going to say, oh, I don't know how to, let me see what I can do. But no, nothing ever catches Him off guard. He's prepared for anything. And so just even how we became friends, we're part of the same communities. Everything that happens, I'm like messing up and butchering the scripture, but everything that happens to you, good or bad, it's all going to be worked out for you. It's all for whatever God's plan is for your life.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're referring to Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those that love Him.
Yes.
According to His purpose. That's so good, sis. Like your story, it is evidence of that. Like your life is evidence of that. Mm-hmm. And I think each of one of us could pull from a testimony, an experience, something within our lives that demonstrates that it's evidence of His goodness. It's evidence of His word. I think we experience situations and things in life that allow doubt to creep in. And because of that doubt, we might not believe everything that's in the Bible. I know I've been there. I can be honest about that. But the fact of the matter is that we serve a God who does the impossible. who says one word, and then a whole world exists, right? We serve a God who cannot lie. And as it says in Joshua 21 and 45, whose promises never fail. And as I heard you talking, one of the things that just kept coming up for me over and over again is the fact that so many of us need to cast down our crowns. And I feel like that's what you've done. Like you might have idolized this thing you were told you had to do, right? But through your experience and being in relationship and community, like it's so different when you're in community with God. As a result, you've just grown, you've mastered the pivot. You have two businesses, not one. Some people praying for one business, sis. You have two businesses. Because of your surrender, your obedience, and your trust. That's huge.
And then at the end of the day, you realize I could never have orchestrated this myself. And you think of the plans that you have for your life. And then when you see how things actually turn out, it's, wait a minute, I definitely could never have planned like you did. God, you did it way better than I ever could have.
His plans are better. I have been going through a season right now. And that's why I'm so grateful for this conversation because I really struggle with the pivot. The pivot for me was going from my children being in school to them being at home. And just based on some experiences that my husband and I have been praying through right now, our daughter is at home with us. And when I tell you I was resistant to that, I was like, God, you said you want good things for me. Her being here is a distraction. How is this a good thing? But I've learned so much about her and spending more time with her versus having her in a daycare. I've learned so much about God. I've learned so much about myself. I've learned strategies that I needed to learn and habits that I needed to learn to be a better wife to my husband. That I might not have experienced had we not gone through this past, I'm going to call it a season, this past season. And so it's so important that we grieve because I don't want to sit here and tell anyone, like, you don't deserve to have feelings. Like, if you read the Bible, we see even Jesus experience human emotions and feelings. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's something that Raven says that I want to share here today, and it's feelings aren't facts. They aren't. But I know I'm guilty of being like, Lord, I thought it was going to look this way. I'm sad. I'm in my feelings. And then I'm stuck. But we don't have to be stuck.
We don't have to
Because,
be.
yeah,
Wow.
our Father's got all the answers.
And I think as an entrepreneur, that whole God is the C co-founder, CEO, like you, that's a real thing. You really have to get to the point where you're so surrendered that like you are consulting God with all of your decisions. All of them. Like, and so we're used to maneuvering our way through life and like doing things, certain things on our own. If I want to go get my nails done, God, what color should I get? Like that is what I do. I'm still, it's still a learning process. I'm still releasing things every day. But when it comes to business decisions, and not even, oh, just the big ones, like all of them is always, I'm always gonna say, God, okay, what's going on? What do you want me to do first? Because none of this is clear cut. And that was also something that I had to learn moving away from medical school. Like when you're a medical student, or even just as a pre-med, your steps are laid out for you, if that makes sense. In college, okay, I have to take Bio 101, 102, Chem 101, 102, physics. I have to take biochemistry. I have to take it's which classes you have to take that in order to go to medical school, you got to take the MCAT. And then same thing for medical school. The curriculum is laid out for you. Your schedule, you receive your schedule, right? And everything else you do outside of lecture and lab is up to you, but everything else is planned out for you, right? Entrepreneurship is not like that at all. And I don't have to tell you that, obviously, if you're an entrepreneur, that was something that I had to really unlearn as well. And it's not that God doesn't want us to have structure. He definitely wants us to have discipline, and routines have a place. However, at the top of that, when it comes to what you're going to do from day to day, you have to go to God with that. And so that's something that I have learned. I'm still, you know, learning how to get better with that. But yeah, for sure.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. Mm-hmm. All right, sis, we have come to the end of today's interview, but I want to make sure that those people who've taken advantage and listened can still have an opportunity to connect with you and stay connected. Can you tell us a little bit more about where we can find you and how we stay connected?
Yes. So as far as my beauty brand, I am Derma underscore Dayna. So DRMA underscore DAYNA. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok, as well as YouTube on those handles. My website, where you can find my bioactive scalp serum, is dermadayna.com. As far as my tutoring business, you can find me on danatolberttutor.com. And yeah.
Awesome. And I know you have a free gift that you're sharing with us.
Yes. So for my natural hair girlies, I have affirmations, something that you can pull up on your computer, just reminders for you to love on your hair, that you are beautiful. Your hair naturally is gorgeous. So that, and then for my tutoring, my students out there that need help and need some reassurance, I have an ebook, which matches up with a 5-day challenge that we have coming up. And that is basically your ultimate guide to academic success. So all the things that you need to do to set yourself up for your best GPA thus far.
I love that. I have 3 high schoolers, so I'll be grabbing that definitely. Do you have any items that you'd like to share with us that are in the marketplace?
Yeah, so my bioactive scalp serum is on my website, dermadayna.com. And you can also reach out to me for a consultation for private tutoring. Yeah, so aside from the 5-day challenge, obviously I'm available as well for one-on-one sessions. So you can reach out.
That is perfect. Thank you so much for your time today, sis. Thank you to all of the listeners. Stay tuned for our next session.